Hello and welcome to our Body Freedom Foundation's Outlook Pillar. We are here to go through the really importance of helping your clients to get the right mindset, because without the right mindset, there's no way that they're going to achieve the health goals that they want, whether it be weight loss, whether it be healing from a thyroid, healing from autoimmune. If they have the wrong outlook, it's just going to eat away at their body. So I'm going to share with you some of the resources that we have for you to do that. Got our pillar, we've got our pyramid, and we're all the way down to outlook down here. Now, the order of these is not intended as the priority order that you should go through them with your clients. The order of them is the order that spells the word freedom, because these are what I call the Body Freedom Foundations, because when you have them in balance, your body's free to do what it needs to do, to be resilient enough to handle when there's family crisis and emotional stress or physiologic stress or exposures or floods or whatever. You have that resilience and have the energy at the end of the day after you've worked hard to be able to go dancing or go take a walk or take a run or whatever. That to me is the ultimate freedom. And I set these up now to spell the word freedom. That doesn't mean that outlook is the second to the last most important. They're all of equal importance. And what you need to do with your clients is assess which one of these is going to be the top priority for them to be working on. And the way you can do that is by, in the very first module, the intro part of this particular module, this particular Body Freedom set, is a link to a quiz. And that quiz is the seven pillars assessment. So you can go through it and have them do that quiz, and you can come up with scores and determine which of the one is the most stressed, which of those pillars is the most impaired, and help them start there. Maybe they already have a great outlook. You just read the stuff and like, honey, this person's got it together. So you start them somewhere else. You start them with fun. Maybe this person is out water skiing every single day. Do you need to start with the fun pillar? I think they got that under control, right? Maybe this person is sleeping every night, 8 hours, 9 hours straight. They're doing well. Maybe you don't have to work on that one, right? You look to see if there's fine tuning, but they may not need that one. Most of people, no matter what they say their diet is like, when they come in, they still need help, because it's usually where a big chunk of this problem is. So anyway, we're on the outlook pillar. Here's where it sits. That's where it spells freedom. We're on the outlook pillar. After this is mindfulness, and we'll do that one next. What are some of the things that I look at in outlook? Now, you may have some of your own things that you would add to this, that you do, that you find really helpful. These are the things I've found in my 25 plus years of practice to be helpful. I like to get people right at the start of a program connected to their values, visions, goals, because I believe that that facilitates their healthy choices. That helps them to stay on track with making the choices that are best for them. And no matter what, this is what I usually start with somebody in a program. I'll start with giving them the values, visions, goals exercises. Or if it's a high level diamond type client, I'll sit with them and I'll work through it with them and I'll help them to identify those. Super important. Some of the other tools that I've created and you're going to get access to are the positive aspects journal. Like, how do they hone in on all the positive stuff about them? Because we're all self-critical. Most of us are self-critical. We always look at our faults and don't say, wow, what great stuff this is, right? I was going through something today, something that I had done, and I was organizing. I'm like, wow, this is really good stuff. Like, I gave myself that pat on the back. I gave myself permission to be proud of what I'd created, right? It was really cool for me to do that. And I went, oh, wow, wow, I wasn't in self-critical mode saying that wasn't good enough. So that's a piece we want to get them into. And I love the positive aspects journal, which I borrowed that phrase. I think they use a slightly different phrase, but I got the idea from Abraham Hicks in one of their books. It had this whole aspects thing. And I said, okay, I'm going to just take this and see how I can incorporate this into my practice. Letting go of limiting beliefs. I first learned about this from Tony Robbins 35 years ago. And it's really, so many of us are held back from these limiting beliefs that we honestly don't even really believe, right? Somebody told us this and it played over and over and over. We don't even really believe it. when we go down to it, and I'm going to show you a way that I teach my clients to break through those limiting beliefs. Because that, if they say everybody in my family's fat, I can't not be fat. Money is the root of all evil, because dad and mom said that all their lives because they didn't have any money. So they didn't want the kids to feel bad that they didn't have the money. Money is the root of all evil. It's evil to have money. So this kid grows up to be an adult and has a hard time holding on to money, right? So all of these are limiting beliefs that we usually picked up earlier on. And when we dig deep into them, we can help people to let go of those beliefs. And then something I call portable anchors. And portable anchors are these things that you can carry around to remind you of what you really want to be doing, right? They can be little index cards. It could be little sticky notes. It could be a rock or a stone that you keep in your pocket. And when you feel stressed, you rub on it and you get some, you know, good mojo about what you're supposed to really want to be doing at this point, rather than going and eating a chocolate sundae. That's the sort of thing. So well, I'm going to go through all of these and I'll show you where they are on the site. So when you go to the site, we have Body Freedom Foundations pillar. If you go in there today, it should be there. If it's not, refresh your page or log out, log back in. But it should be there because I was able to see it without having to do that. So there's just a description. What is all this stuff? There's some quotes. You know, read through them. And it's just talking about the importance of outlook and connection to that that helps your clients to get well. So this is the top of that page. And then at the bottom, in between, is this video. And then at the bottom are three different resources that I'm giving you to work through with your clients. One is the Positive Aspects Journal. The second is what we call the Inspired Health Vision System. And that's where they get connected to their values, their visions, their goals. And then the Letting Go of Limiting Beliefs exercise. So when you go out to the site, this is what it looks like. When you click on that Positive Aspects, it opens up a PDF. And the PDF talks about the importance of having a good image of yourself and how hard that is when we grow up and we're told, you're not good enough, you're not smart enough, you're too fat. When I was growing up, my mom and my aunt used to get me all the time about my posture. You don't stand up straight. Go stand against that wall. You're slumping. You're this. And then they say, your hair is too stringy. Why are you washing your hair so much? It's making it stringy. And all kinds of stuff, to the point where I got to be a teenager. And when I'd get acne, I'd lean over because I didn't want anybody to see me. Because they made me believe that I was ugly, that I was useless. And if I came home with a 95 or 92 instead of a 98 on my report card, I would get berated for that. Did you do your best? So I grew up feeling like I shouldn't be seen, I'm not good enough, and that I'm not smart enough, and I had to work really hard to prove myself. So I had to really work at letting go of those beliefs to the point where, okay, if I'm going to get up on a stage in front of 1,000 people, I have to let go of some of that, or I won't do it, or I'll get up there with a mask over my face, right? If I'm going to teach in this kind of a program, I have to be able to let go of those. You're not smart enough. Yeah, I'm smart enough. Yes, I'm damn smart. Right? And that's what you want to help your clients to get to figure out what they are and let go of them. This Positive Aspects Journal helps us to tune into what's positive about it. And so I teach them to create this book. They can go buy a pretty journal at the store, they can order one online, or they can just get a simple composition book and decorate it. And this is an example down below of one that someone did at Spring Into Vitality one year, which that's what we had them do. We gave them all these 50 cent or dollar composition books, and we gave them all the tools. We said, make it really fun. And she loved the geometric shapes. Other people cut out pictures and collages from magazines and put pictures of beaches and forests and gardens. And, you know, you just make this, and you can help them even to make it a vision board right there on their journal. And that way, when they open it, they want to open it because it looks pretty. And on the inside, they're going to put different types of things in there. So I like to divide it into pages. What's positive about my body? What's positive about my brain? How positive am I? What's good about the way I interact with my kids as a mom? You know, the positive aspects of me as a sister, as a coach, as a whatever. And we give you ideas in this thing, and you can help them to just figure out what that book should be. And if we are doing the step-by-step thing, maybe you spend one of your sessions or part of one of your sessions actually giving them the book and then starting it with them. They can decorate it, you can talk about it, but then you can say, where do you want to start? I like to start with the places where they have the most difficulty. Like they think they're this and they think they're that. And you'll hear it when you're interviewing them, and have them start a page for their positive aspects. If they don't want to get that organized, they just write it. They just put positive aspects of me. And what I recommend they do is they write all these aspects down. And then every day they set aside a minute to read some of the stuff they've done before to get themselves up. And then they write a few more things and maybe spend another minute writing. So a 2 minute a day activity that makes all the difference in the world. But then they have this book for when they're having a down day and they're feeling discouraged, that they can open their book and they can read through it and go, oh, okay, yeah, no, I'm not so bad, right? I'm not so bad. So it's a fun thing to do. And then the last page talks about some of the things you can put. So examples of the page, make it their own, but it could be, say, Drina's book, right? It'll say Drina's talents, Drina's body, Drina's mind, Drina as a mother, Drina as a friend, Drina as a partner, Drina's relationships, right? You just do that and you go, what's positive about these things? Oh, I'm in this great warm relationship. My partner really loves me. I love him. I treat him really well. As a mother, I'm kind. I listen. I'm compassionate. My body, well, I really love my eyes. I love the color of my eyes. Even if they're feeling like they're 20 pounds overweight and they don't like it, they can find something they do like. So this is a great activity. And you're welcome to make up your own version of this if you'd like, or you're welcome to give them this handout if you'd like to, or just do it with them in a session. So this next part, the next box on there, will get you to what's called the Inspired Health Vision System. When you really want compliance with people, you know what you do works, but really most of the problem is not that it doesn't work, it's that they're not doing it. Oh yeah, there's those complex cases that you just really have to dig deeper and deeper and deeper and find out maybe they do have Lyme or multiple chemical sensitivities or something. But it's really important that you get them motivated and inspired. And I find that most people balk at this. They don't like to do it. But once they do it and after they do it, they are thanking me for having them do it. The first part of this is clarifying their values. A lot of people don't really get it and they wonder why they make bad choices because they're not connected to what's really important to them. And we take them through an exercise, and there's a PDF there, and we take them through that exercise so that they can go, oh, that's what's important to me. Like I went through and discovered that freedom was my top choice. I thought health for sure was going to be my top choice. Well, health is a means to get freedom. Right? And I have to do, I have to stick and be alignment with all of my values to get my top one, right? Some of them are dependent, but I need to be healthy to be free. But I love the freedom of being able to, oh yeah, I don't have to go to, I can stay up and work with you because I can, not that I don't need sleep, but I am healthy enough right now and resilient enough that I can sacrifice a night of sleep and still feel good the next day if someone needs me. Right? So I love that. I want to be able to go out and walk and hike and bike and move. If you see somebody who does their values and health doesn't even fall in the top five, no wonder they're having trouble sticking to programs, right? So it's working with them to help them stay in alignment with their values. We give you a PDF that takes you through why it's important. And then we give you two audios that you can listen to. These are just clips. They're not the highest quality, but they're clips from some programs that I did. Part two is to connect with their vision. So you're having your clients connect with their vision. And when you can get your clients to connect with their vision, then again, they're going to be so much more motivated and inspired to do the things that you explain to them is going to help them get there. It just really helps with compliance and enthusiasm with the program. And in this section, we have a PDF that describes everything about how to do this, how to get them thinking about their vision. We start with a 5-year vision just because I feel like they can explore out 5 years, like wave my magic wand and what's your life going to be like in 5 years? And they can really dream. Whereas if you give it a narrower gauge, like a year, they're going to feel like, oh, well, what's real about what I can do in that year? Whereas 5 years gives them a little bit more leeway to do that and to really dream big and have them really just fantasize about it, right? And then we figure out how we can take some of that and get it down to a one-year vision, where they want to be at the end of 1 year. And then we can take that and go into part three, which is setting goals. So now that you have this vision in place, how are you going to get there? And I start with 90-day goals. It gives you a model that you can take people through and have a set of handouts that you can give them and get them to go through. And they all have a little audio or two. The last thing in here is this portable anchor system. So now that they have their visions and values and goals in place, how do they remind themselves when the chocolate cake is calling their name, or that ice cream, or going out for pizza and beer with their friends instead of meditating and eating a good dinner? Is calling them, is helping them to change. And it's a document that takes them through a process. And you're welcome to review that and, you know, make something your own based on it. Because a lot of this stuff, I don't know about you, but I don't like using other people's stuff because they don't say things the way I say them, right? So take the ideas and create your own stuff with it. But it's a really important process to take them through right at the beginning of a program. And you can keep reminding them. One of the things I like to ask when they start to talk is about disempowering talk. I say, when I hear you speak in a way that's disempowering, is it okay for me to correct you? Because you hear that all the time, but I'm just so fat and I'm just so stupid and I'm just so whatever. And it's all based on limiting beliefs. And how can we rephrase that to be more positive? And I haven't had anybody say no. They go, yes, 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 thank you. So finally, we have letting go of limiting beliefs. And on this page, I have a little description at the top. And we talked about that before, but limiting beliefs really, they limit people. They hold people back and they keep them from achieving what they need to be doing. So it's super important. I've got a video and I explain my process and explain the experience with it. You watch the video, it's short. And then there's some action steps, just two, that you can take your clients through. Simple, right? So you watch the video. My action step for you is watch the video and take notes. Take notes on the process. Take notes on how you can incorporate this with your clients. And then the first step is have them make a list of their limiting beliefs. And you can do this in an exercise with them. I find that to be very helpful, to just listen and explain it. What are some of your limiting beliefs? It's too hard. I'll never be healthy. My family will alienate me if I start to eat differently. I won't be able to have a social life. What are those limiting beliefs? And then you want to have a process for teaching them how to disarm them. In the video, I explain how, but this is a summary of it. I have them state the belief. But I'll always be fat. My whole family is fat. There's no way I'm going to get well. You can say, okay, do you believe it? And they may say yes. Why do you believe it? And then you keep asking why questions to keep bringing it down. This is where I wanted to give you an example. Barry Neil Kaufman, founder of the Option Institute, does amazing work. He has a series of questions he does. He goes through the dialogue process. But what he did was he took this woman and she said in one of his classes, I'm really upset because my daughter moved to California and I'm never going to get to see my grandchildren. And he was like, okay, so why are you never going to see your grandchildren? Oh, because they live in California and I'd have to fly to get there. And they don't have the money to fly here to see me. Oh, so why are you afraid of flying? Well, and he kept asking her questions until she got to the point where she said, well, if I'm in a plane crash and I die, and my body is thrown into the ocean or into a forest and they can't retrieve my body, I'll never get to go to heaven. And he said, oh, so it sounds like you're very religious. You have a close connection to God. Now, the God you love, do you think that God would reject you if by no fault of your own, your body couldn't be retrieved and have a proper Catholic burial? And she goes, well, when you put it that way, no, I don't believe it. So he got her to disarm that limiting belief. 6 months later, he gets a card from her from California. She's visiting her family. Then he gets a card from her. She's in France. He gets another card from her. She's in Florida. Like, this woman's traveling all over the place because she disarmed a limiting belief that was keeping her from fully experiencing her life. And it was just by asking those questions. So taking somebody through this process is great. It's much more effective than having them do it on their own, because you can ask the why questions. You can go deeper and deeper and deeper. I love this process because I see so many people who have those limiting beliefs. I'm not smart enough. I'll never be able to do this program. I'll never be able to. And then you start going through it and you ask them for examples of, show me examples of when you weren't smart, when you were smart enough. The last thing I want to add to this, it's slightly off topic, but one thing I really love, Tony Robbins did this thing on the power of questions. So when we ask empowering questions, when we ask our clients and they ask themselves empowering questions, they get answers that they can use to improve their life. If they ask disempowering questions, then they're going to get answers that keep them stuck. So if someone says to themselves, why am I so fat? Why am I so sick? Why am I so whatever? The brain registers that and comes up with all kinds of reasons. You eat too much, you're lazy, you know, whatever. But what if they asked the question, how do I reduce my weight in a healthy way? Right? How do I get my energy back? Why am I so tired? Why am I so tired? How do I get my energy back in a healthy way? If they ask the right questions, their brain is going to go searching, because that's the way our brains work. They're like computers. They go search, 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 search. Oh, yeah. Last Sunday, you sat down and drank beer for 3 hours. Of course you're fat. Of course you have no energy. But if you ask the right questions, you're going, okay, well, and you come up with answers. So this concludes the outlook piece. And I hope this was helpful, because I think that there's so much here that we can do with people. Even before we start to look at the food and look at the supplements and look at all the other stuff, if we do this piece as a groundwork, they're more likely to be able to follow through on all the amazing stuff that we teach them.